I'm very nervous.
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I've gotten some stuff done today, so it feels like I've been productive. But then again, it feels like I haven't done much. I laid in bed for an hour and then I finally decided to get up. I don't know. Wait, how many of you guys feel this way? Like, I don't want to go back to school. Like, well, it's not like
I
I'm
don't.
going anywhere, but I don't want to do school.
Same. I've never felt like, and I've never struggled this much to like get back into it. I keep thinking about it. I'm like, I don't really want to do
Yeah.
this.
Same. And I'm V.
During winter break, I think this was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. I finished watching My Hero Academia. I finished all of it. Now I'm just waiting for season 5. Next, I think I'm gonna watch Jujutsu Kaisen, maybe. I don't know.
Are these animes? I don't watch anime.
Yeah, I don't know those either.
Dang.
It's
Shout out to all the
okay.
anime watchers, though.
Yeah,
Yeah.
shout out to y'all. I've really just been basking in the glory of like having the excuse to do nothing and have no consequences. So, I'm just absorbing that opportunity and I'm living,
Yeah.
I've watched some TV shows like The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, I've
I
heard of
was
that.
gonna watch it. And then someone else recommended it, so I finished it in like 2 days, which I
Whoa.
liked that show. I thought it
Lots
was
of people
good.
liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really expect like that great from Netflix originals. Like, I know there are good ones out there, but that one was like, it's been a while since I've been
Yeah.
really intrigued like that,
Yeah, Tangent on Netflix. They used to do like they were doing really good, but then it's like they started trying to push out too many things. So then it was a lot of bad shows with like one good one.
Dude, I remember when I was in 7th grade and all the 8th graders were like, "Oh my God, 13 Reasons Why. Oh my God,
Oh my
Riverdale,
God.
it's so good." And
I've
now
never
people.
watched that, did y'all?
No.
Yes. The first season was good. And then
Yeah, that's
after
what I would
that,
expect.
it
I
was
feel
like,
like, one thing with Netflix originals is they either like start a show so they'll have like one season and then they will never go back to it, or the will be good and they have a comeback, but it just goes downhill,
Yeah,
Yeah.
it just got to be too much. It was like you're
Yeah.
trying to, it's very extra.
Another show I like love, I've always loved, is Malcolm the Middle. It's on Hulu, but if you haven't watched that, it's a great show. It's my
Girl,
favorite show of all time.
I always see clips from that, but I've never actually watched it.
I love that show. I'm not gonna get into it, but I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Riley, have you watched any shows? Because I know Denise mentioned your animes, but
Yeah.
I started watching New Girl on Netflix, and
Oh
that's
my
kind of
God.
entertaining.
I used to watch
No,
that show when it was on Fox. This was like a long time ago, but I used to watch it religiously. I think it came out on Sundays or something, but I used to watch it
Yes.
every week. But I
Yeah,
don't
so
watch it
that's the
anymore.
show I'm on right now.
Okay. Yeah, I was into that like during the summer.
I used to watch The Mindy Project too when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
That's
never
pretty
watched
cool.
that. I
I think
never watched.
the last episode that I saw that was on Fox was when she was pregnant. Like when she found out
Ooh.
she was pregnant, I think Mindy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
She was
then
actually
I think,
pregnant. I didn't know it was like in the show.
yeah.
Bro,
Okay.
speaking of Mindy, did you see they took The Office off of Netflix? I hadn't watched it yet, but I was ready to watch The Office, and now it's in the
Oh
works
no.
too. The Office ended in 2021.
Netflix took off like their best, like Gossip Girl isn't on there anymore,
Did
The
you?
Office isn't on there,
I think Parks and Rec
Friends
was
isn't
there
on
too.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the shows that people went to Netflix for, they're gone.
Wow.
Literally. Okay.
Well, I forgot the episode is about crushes.
Yeah, let's get back to the topic. So for today's episode, we actually asked people questions that we thought were interesting and relevant to crushes.
Yeah.
So to give a little overview of a crush, I'd like to think of it as just like a strong attraction to someone. It's not really on the basis of a basis of anything that's like useful or relevant. It's just like a strong liking towards one.
Yeah.
And people refer to it also as puppy love because they say it's the kind of a, like affection or attraction that people also feel when they're like playing with puppies or something. That's a crush or puppy love, as Google says, likes to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did your research, Riley. I like that analogy. I agree with
Bruh. I did a Google search literally like 5 minutes before this.
that. Me with
So.
anything in life. Yeah, I think that a crush can either be like what you said, just puppy love, or it could be something serious. I don't know. It just depends on the person.
Yeah.
It could
I
turn
think,
into something serious,
yeah, all
or
crushes start
yeah.
off pretty like no real reason, no rhyme or reason, yeah. But they can grow if you let them.
Yeah.
It never really makes sense.
Yes. Or do we want to talk? How about we just talk about our experiences with crushes?
Yeah, let's talk about our experiences.
Who wants to go first?
I want to add on to what Briley said about how crushes don't have a rhyme or reason. So in my experience, I totally agree with that. Because when I look back on people I used to like, I just do not understand why I liked them. Like, I cringe so hard. Like, why did I like them?
Yeah.
Because I would never go for that now, you know. It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
So that's just a great example of
Yeah. Sometimes they just, like, pop up out of nowhere. Like, one day you're in class with this person and you think nothing of them, but the next day you're like, oh my gosh, I have a crush on them. I think so. Or I don't know. Or you get butterflies, yeah. As people say.
I was just saying that I think so phase, like, when you don't actually know if you like the person. It's so stupid, because really, if you don't have that phase, then you could control yourself out of that crush, but it's literally a mess.
The first phase of a crush is you not realizing you like them yet.
Okay, I think
I'm so sorry.
We're literally doing so much interrupting today. Wow.
I'm so sorry.
I hope you can tell if you're listening now. We're kind of like, this topic is like nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Also, we're not filming, and I mean, well, we're not filming. We're recording. We're not recording in person, so it's not like we can see each other's faces and if our mouths are moving. So it's inevitable.
And something weird to think about is we don't know who's listening. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Not gonna lie.
Bradley, what were you saying before I interrupted?
I was just gonna say, I think, like, crushes, like, the younger you are, like, I think, and with the people I liked in elementary school, I think I liked them because of, like, a popularity factor, not because I actually paid attention to anything they did. It was just, like, other people have liked them, so I feel like I should like them now. You know, it's like, they see something in them, so I should see something in them.
Well,
but those people, I would never,
It was a little different for me in elementary school. Because,
what was yours like?
I mean, it was just because it started off because I thought they were cute. That's really, really what started it. And I was like, oh my God, they're cute. And then this is like a trope, I guess you could say, that you would find in books really often. But they like became part of my friend group. We were like best friends. It was crazy.
Bro, I was never friends with the people I liked. Like, never.
That was the only time I've been friends with someone that I liked.
Like, your mental health must be great if you have never been friends with a person you liked.
Is this coming from experience?
Okay, that either came out to make sense or not make sense at all.
Hey, if you get it, you get it. That's it.
I mean,
like, when you're friends with someone you like,
it makes sense.
It just overcomplicates things. Yeah. It's one-sided.
It'll
just
eat you alive.
Yeah. But if you're not like friends with them, then it's nothing like that, you know?
If you're, like, regular friends with them, you know, I feel like that's harder than, like, being a close friend with them. Because I'm, like, somebody I'm, like, a close friend with, right? But because I knew them well enough to know who they liked and, like, their personality, then I was like, okay, it's fine that they don't like me back. Maybe that's just my mindset, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's valid.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
How would you say... Okay, so we talked about elementary school, right? Anybody want to add to elementary school crushes?
I mean,
I think my first, like, not crush, but, like, kind of infatuation was, like, in pre-K. And, literally, like, this guy, you know, we were, what, 5-year-olds? But I thought what a boyfriend back then was someone who opens the door for you and something like that, like, really low standard, but.
Big time rush.
I thought we were gonna get married, but whatever. I'm not like that now. I was clearly 5.
How did it go? I could be your boyfriend. Wait. I see that. However it goes.
The big time rush fans are gonna be so upset when you get the lyrics right.
They're gonna cancel me.
You wanna move on to middle school crushes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Middle school was
Middle school is when it starts getting weird, guys.
Yeah. Because of the hormones and all that crap.
Yes, there's a thing called puberty that is a curse.
We could just blame everything on puberty.
Yeah. Odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and middle school is like when people are starting to like be in quote-unquote relationships. It feels like everyone's always with someone, you know?
Yeah.
Sixth grade relationships were hilarious.
Oh my God.
Seventh grade is just like awkward. And then eighth grade is like confusing because
literally
some eighth graders are on that fine line where they're basically like high schoolers. They hold themselves like high schoolers.
Yeah.
Right.
And then there's other eighth graders that you feel like could stay in middle school for another year. And that does not help at all.
Yeah.
Any other opinions on middle school?
I was just going to say in middle school, your options are clearly very limited. Like in high school, they're limited too, but middle school is just very limited because we're all like going through the same thing, right?
So yeah.
It's hard to find variety.
And also in middle school, it's not like you can get a driver's license. It's right. not like your middle school is going to be as big as your high school. Well, that depends on your circumstances. But in most cases, your middle school is going to be smaller than your high school. So I guess the pool of fish is going to be smaller.
Bruh, and like you don't have money or anything. Like your parents are literally driving you to the movies and giving you money.
Yeah, driving you to Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Another thing to consider is maturity level too. Like, does that even exist in middle school? I'm just kidding.
I don't think it does, to be honest. Like, you know, our sensitive people is non-existent.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your experience, though, in middle school? Like, the people you liked in middle school, what's your experience?
I had, okay, so you know the elementary crush that I just mentioned?
Yeah.
I liked them pretty much from third grade all the way to, I'd say, like, the summer after sixth grade. She's in it for the long run. And then in sixth grade, I developed a crush on another boy. And then that lasted until, like, I don't know, freshman year-ish. It's kind of, I guess, how could you say it? Like, wavering. It, like, pops up every now and then, but it's not consistent.
Yeah, okay. Like, oh, I have one of those.
Yeah.
Where you don't realize, like, there's this one boy, I found him attractive literally since, like, third grade. Like, no, still to this day, Miss Girl, I don't care.
You're gonna have to tell us who after this.
I know, he just evolves over time so well, if you ask me. Anyway.
Okay. Well,
embarrassing myself? Yes, I am.
This is what the podcast is for.
Hi, Mom, if you're listening.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, them crushes where you don't, it's like when you have that in-between stage, like you just stop liking this one person.
Yeah.
And then you get over the whole, like, I don't need a crush phase. And then you start thinking about everyone you liked, and then you go back to that person.
Yeah.
That's the kind of, but my middle school crushes were, man, my sixth grade one was sad.
Bro, I'm so sorry. That sounds... How's it sad?
It was, like, sad on my part. Because, like, we were, like, two totally different, like,
entities,
you know. Yes, it was like very like cliquish, you know, like if this was like a movie,
oh my God,
I would be at like the sad loner table and be like the popular sporty table.
Oh no,
I know, right?
Oh my God.
But we have classes together, so that was cool.
Yeah,
I still have classes with him now, so shout out to him.
Shout out to the special person who caught Briley's attention since third grade, may I add.
Wow.
Oh, that's a different guy, but yeah, shout out to him.
Oh, well,
I did not like him in sixth grade.
Must have some quality.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I say something?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, yeah. You know that crush that I just mentioned from sixth grade to, like, freshman year-ish?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't really know them that well. I just thought they were cute. Again.
Wait, I think I know who you're talking about. Okay. Can you talk about this person?
After the podcast.
No, we've talked about them before, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know them that well. I just thought they were cute, right? And, like, over time, I was getting signs that they were, okay, not trying to sound mean or anything, but, you know, not up to my standard.
Because we have high standards.
Yes.
Again, no podcast,
plugging the podcast. They just weren't up to my standards. Like, not trying to sound rude, but they don't really put effort into anything. I mean, yes, some could argue that school isn't that big of a deal and you should pursue your hobbies or whatever, but they didn't even try in school. And I'm sure they don't even try now. And yeah, I mean, they're funny, but I don't know. What else do you have to offer?
Yeah, does funny meet the mark?
It does not.
Yeah. You need more than just humor. Yeah. Especially if it's like it turns into like dumb humor, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where's the intellectual jokes? Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the if it doesn't have to be intellectual, it can be just like random jokes.
Yeah.
It's okay. But yeah. And then let's move on to my like seventh grade. That was like sad. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Seventh. That's like even worse. Seventh. I like the same dude seventh and eighth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not consistently, but yeah. And yeah. That I'm so glad like that didn't turn into anything because that would have been so toxic. And I already know it in my brain.
I don't know. Seventh grade was a weird
Britney Spears vibes.
The stupidest guy. I liked the stupidest guy ever. Now I look at him and I'm like, who are you? Why did
oh my goodness.
You're a noodle.
A noodle.
Well, that's seventh grade in a nutshell.
It'd be great if these dudes knew who they were because I know.
wait, this you?
Literally, we're hyping some up and we're dragging some.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And what about eighth grade? Oh, yeah, I said I like the same dude in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Eighth grade, I regret who I liked in eighth grade. They're probably listening to this, but you are a great friend, okay? But now that I think about it, we would not be good together. And I'm just glad we worked out to be good friends.
Yeah.
And I regret liking you.
Please breakup letter.
I regret liking you so much because you are so not my type right now. I mean,
oh my goodness.
Ever. I don't know why I like you. No rhyme or reason. I liked you. At the time, we were just close friends. And I guess I thought more of what it was. That's what being friends with someone you like is like.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why I said your mental health must be great.
Bro, when I was in seventh grade, I didn't have like a crush. Do you guys ever have those crushes where you see someone cute in the hallway and you're like, wow, that's crazy? Because I did.
I had that. Hold up. No. The same dude I liked in elementary school, like second grade. We used to mess with him in the hallway because we had like we were in a specific class, right?
Yeah.
For anybody who's listening, we're in a specific class and we had hall passes. And the dude he was at the front desk area, so he also would be like walking around.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, dang, he actually grew up pretty attractively. Shout out to him. So then I just messed with him from time to time, but like. No, I didn't really hold any conversation. I was not just say hi to acknowledge that you see this person. And in your mind, you go, wow, they're attractive. And that's it.
Yeah. When I was in middle school, I had a few of those people where I was like, wow, they're attractive. But I didn't really have a crush on them.
There's so many people I had like almost crushes on. And those are the sad ones. Those are like the ooh, I'm so glad that didn't like go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that true closure moment when like, you're like basically over them, but then in the future you see them somewhere like online or something and you just see how low they are.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say something different.
I don't mean low, but it's just like you realize like how can I like them, you know? It's that moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're just so relieved that nothing happened.
Shout out to my bestie because she knows who she is. Yes, this girl. She sent me the Instagram of the dude she liked in elementary school and it was so it was so underwhelming. It was like, wow, this is... At least you didn't get caught up on that, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But those kind of moments, those are the good ones. Yeah. Okay, and that's middle school. Just increasingly sad and then confusing.
Yeah. No one knows what we're doing, and we still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
But now we're in high school.
Yes.
So let's dive into that world.
Ooh, I'm about to dive in.
No!
There was this one YouTuber, Sarah Baska, that she used to do that for her intro every time. I don't think she does it anymore, but I would always think it was funny.
Quirky,
ha! Crackhead energy.
Thank you. Okay, anyway, we're in high school now.
Oh, okay, anyway.
You want to go first? Yeah, go for it.
Let's just start with the first year of high school, freshman year. That was a mess for me because throwback to when we talked about the phases, like the first phase of realizing we like that person. at first, like, I didn't even think of them as anything, but then the moment I do, everything just goes downhill for me, because once I realize I like someone, I am just such a screw up in front of them all the time. So I have so many stories to share with you guys, but I don't know if it's too recent to share.
How about we save that for maybe we put it in part two, because
maybe
oh yeah, we're gonna make a part two of this, because there's a lot you can do with crushes, so we want to make sure we savor it all.
Yeah.
But yeah, high school is weird. It's weird. Not sad or confusing, it's just weird. Everyone's figuring things out. It's just I was about to say I didn't have any serious crushes in high school, but I lied.
Everyone ever.
Mine were like last year. There was one dude. Okay, first let's start with the person I said would have been toxic if we actually went anywhere with that. So that was like a whole awkward. I had to realize that like this dude genuinely would not have been good, like a good person for you, you know?
Yeah.
Like they just started doing stuff that was like, dang, you did good on leaving this one behind. So that was. But also they kind of like ghosted me. So.
Oh no.
Maybe we just. That was kind of sad. And then I was doing some extracurricular activities. But I was in a production, and I liked the dude in the production. And that was an intense crush, bro. That was you remember it?
Yeah, I remember it.
Oh my gosh. It was like hearts beating every time you see
him. Oh my God, kind of. Riley?
I know, right? That was so weird. I was like, I've never done this with a person. This is so weird.
I thought that guy was like suiting for you.
For
at the time, maybe. But
he was nice.
Yeah, he's funny. He's nice.
Yeah, he was kind of attractive. He was cute. So I was like, but then I got his number, and then I was like, I lost interest,
bro.
Which was so. I was like, dang, don't be one of these people. But yeah. It was something about like making it realistic again that I was like, okay, no, you don't. Which probably says a lot about me.
Oh no, Riley.
I know. But I didn't like ghost him or anything. We just stopped talking, so it was fine.
Yeah. I think we all go through that.
But if we do another production together, we can be friends again. I'll say hi.
Yeah.
And actually, no. Somebody else go. We'll come back to my last one at the end.
Denise, do you want to go next?
Yeah,
I can go after you.
Yeah. In freshman year, I wouldn't say that I really had any crushes. The crush on that one boy I was talking about from sixth grade to freshman year, it kind of began to dwindle, I guess you could say. It's when it really started to sink in that he's not really up to par. Besides, like. If you weighed the options, like his pretty face and his other traits, his internal traits, things would be unbalanced. With his internal traits being not up to my expectations. So I didn't really have any crushes. However, I did have those like small mini crushes. Where I would see someone in the hallway and I'd be like, oh, they're cute. Oh my goodness, they are so cute. Wow.
I feel like high school is full of those moments.
Yeah.
Where you make eye contact with somebody.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow. And then you're over it in like 2 minutes.
And I would be like, well, I would know that I would always see them during a certain passing period. So I'd be like, oh my God, am I going to see them? I hope I get to see them because I think they're cute. But
walking the same way every day to make eye contact with the same person.
Yeah. Otherwise, those were just surface level crushes, I guess you could say, and they were nothing more than that. And you guys know one thing that I really hate. It's the saying that nice guys always finish last.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
I hate it when people are like, oh, he was awesome and all, but I dumped him because he was too nice to me.
Yeah.
What
makes no sense.
Like, whatsoever. There's a difference between somebody who's like nice to you and like, cares about you, and then like I get if you dump somebody because they're just like too like passive or like don't you know, they don't like stand up for themselves, because that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
But if they're genuinely just they care about you, that's stupid.
Yeah,
literally. Can we let the nice guys finish
yes
first?
Yes,
you guys,
like when during freshman year In one of my classes, I was like, wow, they're cute, smart, nerdy boys in this class. And they're all really nice. You know, I didn't like them. I just thought they were cute. And I was like, they have potential. What if I did like them? They're nice guys. Let the nice guys finish first. So
yes. I think, like, if anything, I would like prefer a dork, you know. I think it's kind of like charming in a way. I don't know.
Yeah. And I know a lot of girls are like, they talk about the nice nerdy boys in their classes, but they never say anything to them. Give them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the dorks out there.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. Okay. That was really stupid. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Yeah, or leave it.
I don't know why it went up. Okay. Anyway. Okay, what were we saying before? Wait. We were talking about short. Okay, so V, you're next, right? For high school?
Actually, earlier I said during freshman year, when I realized I liked someone, I just start being a screw up. But actually, now that I think of it, there were some parts where I didn't even, when I was still in the phase of not realizing I liked them,
mm-hmm.
I was oblivious the whole year because I think maybe they liked me. And I was oblivious to it. I have a lot of examples. But
you had a mutual crush in
whoa.
You.
Pull game?
I think it was mutual, and I'm just so dumb. I'm an idiot!
That's so upsetting.
That's crazy, V. Pull game?
Yeah, but
I'm
gonna pull game. In it, you know. Just a little bit.
You sound so sad. Just a little bit.
And I think another thing was, like, we just didn't have classes together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of opportunity to talk, you know.
That's another thing in high school, like, you don't have classes with them. Mm-hmm. I feel like middle school, it was much smaller, so even though you didn't have classes with people, you kind of knew everybody.
Yeah.
Ish, right? But high school, it's a big school. Like, you don't, well, it's not that it's big, but there's just, like, a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even when you think you know a lot of people, there's not. And it's a diverse, like, age range, too.
Yeah.
Which can be very, very awkward at times.
Yeah.
But my most hyped part of my high school crushes has been the, what's it, resurgence of the third grade crush. So shout out to him. Now this is where he gets his shout out. This is where he gets his shout out. So if you're listening, you don't know who you are, but
yeah,
we very much like you.
Yeah, we confirmed who it was during our intermission earlier, but
intermission.
Our intermission.
Yeah. I don't know what that word means, by the way.
I don't know the definition of it, but, you know, it's a break.
Yeah, you know, there's some words that I know the gist of, but I just never confirmed the definition.
Yeah.
So I just use it with risk.
Yeah. Okay.
My whole vocabulary ever.
Yes, it's just saying stuff that I know, like, the gist of to make me sound smarter. Anyway. All right.
Do you guys want to get into the questions now?
Yeah, let's move on to questions. So, I have all the questions written down. And we put these questions on our Instagrams as well. But, you know, it's too late now. But we did put these questions on our Instagram. So do you guys want to start with how we act when we have a crush?
Yes, that's my question. Oh, my God, that's
so
crazy.
The first question is, since V was already touching on this topic, do you act differently when you have a crush? That's the gist of the question. So, V, you can start since you were talking about how some of your experiences go.
I mean, I don't act differently as in a different person, but I probably ramble a lot more. I talk a little more than I should, probably. I feel like I'm just more clumsy in general. I mean, when I don't realize I like it yet, I feel like everything's great. Then I realize I do. And, I mean... Yeah. I'm doing what I'm doing right now. I'm talking too much. I don't know what I'm saying, and I'm just hoping it gets somewhere.
Yeah.
We're relatable. Okay, Denise?
I wouldn't...
You have one?
Well, I really haven't had that many crushes, so I don't really have experience to base my opinion or words on, but with the two in-person crushes that I've had, because we're stuck at home...
Virtual.
Can we, like, talk about this later, like, quarantine crushes?
Yeah.
Because we're still in high school, so this counts as, like, our high school portion.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going, thanks.
All right. I wouldn't really say that I act all that differently when I'm around my crush, during my elementary school crush, I just acted like myself. There was this one YouTube channel we both liked, and we talked about that all the time, so that was fun. But I wouldn't really say that I acted all that different. And then with my middle school to freshman year crush, again, I don't think I acted all that different. I mean, one thing I would do, oh my god, I would, like, look around for them. Like, if I know that we're in the same room, I would look around for them or, like, try to see if we're making eye contact or anything.
Oh my god. See, I don't know if this is just me, but whenever I like somebody, I know I like them if I can, like, pick them out of a crowd.
Yeah.
Very easily. Unintentionally, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, when I have a crush, again, this applies to my middle school to freshman year crush, I would, I don't know, put my clothes on and be like, if I wore this, would so-and-so think that I'm cute? Would so-and-so think that my outfit is cute?
Oh, that is so romantic.
Oh, no. My god, guys. As I said, hopeless romantic. But, yeah, sometimes I would walk around the hallway and be like, do they think my outfit is cute? They better see it. If I'm, if they're not here, then what's the point?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I do dress, I don't know, at least decent because, I don't know, it makes me feel more productive and makes me feel better about myself and more confident. But that little crush thing is like the sprinkles on top.
Yeah. You know, can I add on to you, Denise?
Yeah.
So, like, my ideal school routine of going to school is I want to not care. Like, I want to be comfortable the whole day, just do what I do.
Wait, what?
She put on sweat. I just, like, wear whatever. I wear whatever. And those are the days I run into my crush.
Yeah. She put on sweatpants and threw her hair into a messy bun.
Literally.
Thank you, Wyatt.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're, like, making a joke, but literally.
Yeah,
also, yeah. I also heard that a lot of people say that, like, when you wear, I don't know, when you look like trash, that's when you run into cute people in public or whatever. So whenever I know I'm going to, like, the store or anything, I at least gotta look a little decent. Just in case.
You know, I don't know if this is related, but I was watching a TED Ed one time and they about attraction. And it has, like, something about the pheromones, I guess, you put off. So if you want something repeatedly, then you attract more people, more the same the person who likes you, you'll attract them because it has more of your scent on it.
Wow.
It was something like that. So I don't know if that has to do with it, but, you know, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's fact check it.
Social
experiment.
Exactly. But for me personally, I don't think I think if anything, I act like worse when I like someone around the person I like. Like, I'm, like, unnecessarily cold or, like, mean. Not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of go silent, and it's just, like, a dead look on my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I embarrass myself more than I want.
But no one has ever known that I like them unless I tell them. So I guess I'm doing pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And may we add the statement that if you like someone, you do not have to change for them to, like, for them to like you.
Yes.
For real. Don't
We're just talking about, like, our little habits that we have when we like someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if, okay, again, I said I'm a hopeless romantic, and even though I don't really have, even though I haven't had a crush for, like, a year, I really like watching those videos that are, like, behavior that means that your crush likes you, or signs that your crush likes you, like,
oh,
just in case. Like,
I never watch them that kind of stuff.
Like, I just gotta, I don't know, pay attention to people, just to see if my pull game is on 10.
I just kind of automatically assume that they don't like me, which is probably sad, but, you know.
I feel like, in general, if you like someone, you're just, like, especially harder on yourself to assume they don't like you, probably.
Yeah.
But
like, people I don't like, I can tell if they like me.
Yeah. Well, adding on to what Denise said, like, I don't watch those videos, but I feel like I'm pretty good at reading when people like someone. I can tell, like, if other people like someone else, but I am just completely oblivious if someone likes me.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's why I am where I am now. Let's just say that.
All right, Denise, do you have some interesting answers that people gave us on Instagram?
Yes. Someone said, I think I act different, but I don't really know. So...
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's valid.
We might act different around our crushes, but we might not realize it.
Yeah. You might realize it like way after.
Yeah.
I only think I act mean because one time a friend told me when I found somebody attractive, when we were like working at the school and I found somebody attractive and she was like, "Why were you so mean?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, you know, that's
that's just your unconscious go-to."
Yeah. I feel like unless somebody tells you, or if you pay attention to yourself enough, you're not going to realize it.
Yeah. Someone said they don't act different, but they somehow become about 10% bolder. And then another person said they act more girly than they usually do.
Shout out to whoever said they act 10% bolder.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Go you.
I want that kind of energy. All right. Do we want to move on to the next question?
Yeah. We've been talking for a long time.
I know. This is going to be a long... I feel like it's going to be a long episode. It's also a lot of cutting and trimming it down.
Yeah.
Anyway, since we already accidentally answered this, the next question is, do you have a type?
It doesn't really rely on appearance. I mean, yeah, there are some features that I think are cute, but it's not the end-all be-all, you know?
Yeah, I feel like if you like someone, like, you'll learn to find them attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just hate, the only thing, like, personality, yes, I do have a type, or, like, there's certain things that I find attractive in people, like, consistently, right?
Yeah.
But the only thing I don't agree with is when people think they have, like, a preference or a type based solely on, like, race or ethnicity. Because I think that's so... This is just one of my, like, rants. When, like, people say they only like somebody who's this certain race or only like somebody who's this ethnicity.
Yeah.
Because there's no way for you to, like, know you're unattracted to every person in this category.
Yeah. Like, personally, I understand a preference, but it's not okay to just exclude a group of people.
Yeah. Like, you might be like, okay, it'd be great if I was with somebody who grew up in the same culture as me, right?
Yeah.
But you can't be like, I reject every person who is not this because because there's no way I could like them, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is annoying. But with that being said, I'm sure some of our responses to this question were interesting, so.
I mean, they weren't too bad.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess my type would be... I mean, you at least can't be dumb.
I'm sorry. For real?
I said this very bluntly, and I know nowadays people want us to speak ambiguously, to like tiptoe around what we're trying to say, but I'm just going to be honest. You can't be dumb.
Yeah. I think that's a valid standard. If I'm someone who holds my intelligence like very closely to me, like that's one of my personality traits, I think I'm smart.
Yeah.
Then... why wouldn't I expect whoever I want to be with to be intelligent too?
Yeah. Like, you don't have to be book smart or, you know how to recite every single word of a textbook page, but you at least just cannot be ignorant. Like, so ignorant that I'm concerned for you, you know?
Concerned.
Yeah.
I think my type is definitely... ambitious. Like, I just really appreciate when someone, like, works towards something. Because that's what I'm like. So I want someone who has goals too that we can hold each other accountable for and like share with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you, V. Ambitious people are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. My thing is I like somebody who's just like talented or excels in a specific area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's both because I lack like having a specific niche, but then also because I do multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
So I like, as long as you do something that's interesting, it doesn't have to be music or it doesn't have to be performance. But if you're like really good at something, like if you're really good at math, I find that attractive. Or you're really good at science or something. Yeah. Just having something that's like, you know, you're good at and holding on to it. That's always interesting.
To add on to that, I think it's really cool when people are good at stuff. But not only that, but even if they're not like a professional or a master at something, I think it's cool when people at least put effort into something.
How do y'all feel like when you meet someone who has like a lot in common with you? Like, not entirely the same person as you.
Yeah.
Like, similar interests, similar tastes in music, movies and stuff.
I
don't know. I've never met anyone like
I think to myself, Wow. Oh my God. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, again, the hopeless romantic inside of me is screaming, are we meant to be?
It's true love. This is my soulmate. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's really interesting when I have like quite a few things in common with someone, because this kind of answers one of these questions. But like if I were in a relationship with them, we'd, I don't know, have things to, we'd be able to hold each other accountable for stuff.
Yeah, like you have things that you share that you both enjoy. It's like something that can be your thing.
Yeah.
And that does make sense.
And
like, for example, liking outdoorsy activities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. It's something you can share in your relationship.
Yeah, and it'd be easier to bond with them and like do stuff. Mm-hmm. And
valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't relate though. I've never had them kind of moments. Like, there's people that I have, like, similarities with, but it's never that, like, wow, like, heavily noticeable. Anyway. Yeah, I was just saying I've never had a connection with someone who I feel like is, like, wildly like me, you know? Or, like, similar to me. It's always, like, one thing, but it's never, like, I'm more serious than they are about it or something.
Oh my
like
goodness.
That, so.
Wait, I just realized that all of my crushes, like for real crushes, we've had at least one thing in common.
That's okay.
Crazy.
That's good.
Yeah, valid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're, I mean, that's something, it's a good sign, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good repetitive thing to notice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even if like you don't have things in common, you can always try new things.
Yeah.
Another
big part of being with someone.
Yeah.
Do we want to get into what people said about having a type?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear what y'all said, y'all as the audience.
Okay. Three people said that they like smart or intelligent or nerdy/geeky people. So, again, give them a chance, guys.
Shout out to the nerds.
Yeah.
Shout out to the nerds, the dorks, and the nice guys.
Wait, yes. Megan Thee Stallion. Ah, I do that all day. I just go ah.
No,
I think it's funny.
Okay, what else did they say?
I think this is really funny. They said white boys with fluffy brown hair, very specific, by the way, and brown eyes.
But you can say colonizers. No one's gonna be upset. Okay, if you're offended, then
fine.
Stop listening.
They said colonizers. They said colonizers with fluffy brown hair and brown eyes.
We know who this person is, so like,
yeah,
it's so them.
Yeah.
And then
we have nothing to say to that.
Yeah. And then one person said athletes for sure.
Yeah. Athletes are cool. Once again, just having something that you're like talented and passionate, like talented and passionate about.
Something you work for.
Yeah.
Wait, I realized my elementary crush, he was like, you guys know how elementary kids like to race and stuff?
Yes.
He was one of the fast kids.
No.
But he wasn't mean or anything, which is good.
I like how you just had like a mini flashback.
Yeah, me too.
Flashback Mary. Oh my
gosh. No.
Yeah. That's crazy. Again, another thing that all my crushes have in common. That's really funny because that was my question. Dang.
What do you mean was your question?
My question was do all of your crushes have something in common / do you have a type?
Okay, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Makes sense.
Watch me like leave this recording when we're done and then start thinking about all my crushes ever.
I do that all the time. It's like a weekly... It's on my schedule every week, you know?
Oh my god.
Ponder past crushes.
Yeah. PPC.
Any
ponder past crushes.
Any other interesting responses to people's type or consistencies?
This one was really specific. She said, oh, sorry. I just narrowed down the list of people on accident by revealing their gender. Oops. Anyway.
It's okay.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah. It says not physically, so they don't have like things physical types, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not physically, but I usually go for guys that are more low-key about their life. I don't like guys that put out their business because I wouldn't want them to put our business out there.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just refreshing to, like, hear someone say that they would prefer a more private life in a partner.
Yeah.
Because it's just today's day and age, obviously, online.
Yeah.
It just felt like a genuine answer. So shout out to whoever wrote
that.
That's
a cool
answer. Yeah.
Out of the ordinary. So I like that.
Yeah. I can tell that they, like, thought about it.
Yeah.
That was nice. So now we're getting into my questions. And my first question was, how often do you shoot your shot? For me personally, I want to say never. Like, I've been like, oh, I like you. But, like, that's it.
Yeah. Well, that counts.
So, I don't think so.
I mean, you've done it before, kind of.
Because it's always awkward, and it kind of, like, crashes and burns, so.
Well, that's what shooting your shot is. It's always awkward.
Oh, my God.
All right, what about you guys?
Bro, I've never tried shooting my shot. However, I just thought of something. I think it happened in, like, eighth grade when I was in the hallway. I think someone confessed to me.
What?
Yes, what? I think so. Bro, pull game on 10. Anyways.
What?
Yes.
We're talking about this later too.
Yeah. They've been my, like, best friend since, like, first grade. We're not, like, close anymore because we don't have the same classes anymore. But I think I heard him say, I like Denise. And then I was like, huh? And he was like, oh, I said I like Denny's. The restaurant.
Oh my God. Wow, he totally saved himself with that one.
That's amazing.
Bru-
nice day, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I do have whole game. Okay, never mind.
Maybe you're living like a teen rom-com life and you don't even know it.
Bro, someone played Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.
I love that song.
Pull game on 10. Let's go.
Bro, we should have just named this Teenage Dream. Because all we talk about
is... Literally...
Oh, wow. What about you, B? I know, hey. What about you, B? Do you have any experience?
Usually I don't shoot my shot, but, like, I feel like I, like, throw hints, you know? I don't even consciously do it. I just maybe compliment them or something.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Well, I had a situation recently, and I've been wondering if that was worth it. But,
Oh.
Yeah, I've said too much.
Wow.
So anyways, I shoot my shot in little ways like that. It's not like a huge confession. It's like little things I throw at you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's always more dramatic in my mind than it's actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've probably shot my shot. Yeah, sure. Like a total of like 3 times in my life, maybe.
Dang,
that I've told people I like them.
But it's such a scary thing to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not that scary. It's just like, it's not going to do anything. So,
yeah.
What's the point? Too.
I'll just wait till I get over this crush and then we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
We'll wait for the next person, you know?
Yeah.
One person said they never actually shoot their shot. They just tell people they like them. So that's what I was on, because I feel like it's not the same thing. Like, what? I don't know. So when you shoot your shot, you're, like, very openly saying you want more. If you're, like, telling someone you like them, you're just, like, kind of like,
that's
hey.
That's true. I agree with that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's all in how you present it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, you can tell someone you like them, but then it's like, okay, then what do you want me to do?
Y'all, I thought saying that you like someone and shooting your shot were the same thing.
They kind of are, but also,
they
I
can
feel
be.
It's all in the delivery.
Yeah. What's the difference? So. I like you versus I like you. I'm just kidding.
Like, no, I seriously like you.
No, like, I seriously like you. Seriously.
I will say, though, if it's very public, maybe don't.
Yeah.
I feel like if they're like asking you out very publicly, I'm the kind of person who would like accept and then later like pull them aside and be like, hey.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm talking about like people who will like go through with relationships.
Yes. 100% like commit to a relationship and know they don't like the person.
Everyone should be with someone who actually does want to be with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so but overall, lots of people said never. Like, but there were some bold people that were like, every time. They said every time they shoot their shot.
Can we just give them a round of applause real quick?
Yes. Some people said 24/7. I was like,
What if they're just lying?
Okay. Right? Yeah. There were some 50-50s. There were some people who said, you know, they said they never shot their shot.
Yeah.
Some people said once a year. One person said once a year, you know, because they don't want to ruin what they already have. Because I assume they fall for their friends a lot. That's what they insinuated. So, relatable, you know?
Yeah. I'm seeing a pattern that, like, most people, right, in your responses said they never shoot their shot. Because, obviously, when you shoot your shot, it's that risk factor. And people are scared of risk. But maybe that just shows that you should go for it. Because, I mean, rejection is always going to happen. But I see it as, like, if you keep getting rejected, it's going to pay off one of the times.
One person said they don't want to risk, like, they don't think it's worth getting out of their comfort zone to shoot their shot. Which,
yeah, but then
I feel like that makes sense. Exactly. That makes sense. You just have to think about it. Like, one person said not often, but if the opportunity is there, they'll take it. So I feel like that's just, like, the overall, that's the message. If it's there, maybe go for it. But if you're not feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So genuinely is like a scary thing.
You don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay. The next question is also mine, and it's about rejection. So these were funny. These answers are funny, and I just want to go straight to the answers because.
Yeah, go ahead. So these were funny rejection stories.
Yes. So I'm going to save my favorite one for last. So the first one is somebody said they accidentally slipped the L word, and the guy did not say it back.
That kind of hurt.
Yes. And then the next person said that he rejected them because he wasn't ready for a relationship, but then he got a girlfriend a few weeks later.
Oh my.
Excuses.
Which.
Disrespectful.
That's the worst way to get rejected.
That's like, so upsetting.
But they come with an excuse, and it's clearly an excuse.
Yeah. I know.
That's like, oh my god, that's like getting waitlisted.
One person said they saw them with somebody else, so then they're like, okay.
Oh my god, these are messy.
And then here's my favorite one. This person said, in third grade, the guy I liked gave the Skittles I gave him to the girl he liked.
Oh.
And that the guy gave his Skittles, the Skittles that she gave him, to somebody else.
Wow.
That's just upsetting. So those are my favorite ones on rejection. But some people said everyone that's rejected them has been nice. So
Well, you if you never shoot your shot, you can't be rejected. No, I'm just kidding.
Valid. Okay, so B, do you want to go on to your question?
Yeah. My questions, well, the first one was, how do / would you shoot your shot? First person said, I never shoot my shot, I'm too scared to. Which I think a lot of people can relate to.
Relatable. Highly relatable.
Yeah.
And then someone else said, by looking at them a lot and slightly flirting.
Wow.
Stalking them with my eyes.
Someone else said, I just start making flirty jokes and hope for the best.
Wait, guys, I have a question.
I didn't shoot my shot, though.
How does one even flirt anyways?
I have no idea. No idea. I don't know.
And then the same person added on, it just kind of happens, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. Smooth.
Okay. And then someone else said, I would hype myself up to confess to said person, but then depression says no.
Oh, no!
I was concerned, but they made it very clear after that they were just joking.
Oh, okay.
Which, I'm glad they're not depressed.
Yeah.
But if you are depressed, get help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
maybe we put the number of the mental health hotline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying to that person, maybe have more hope for yourself.
Yes.
Give yourself more credit, is what I mean.
You're awesome, whoever you are.
And one more response, they said, if I like the person, I would sincerely ask for a date and wait for a response.
Aww.
Which I think is the best answer.
That's cute. That,
yeah. I feel like everyone wants someone like that, you know?
Yeah.
Just straightforward.
Mature.
Nice about it.
Yeah. But then my question is, how do they act if they get rejected?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Have you heard of this before? Like, at first, when the guy is interested in the girl, he's like, oh my god, you beautiful goddess, like queen, mwah, gorgeous, amazing. But when he gets rejected, he's like, I never liked you anyway, you piece of trash, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. That's not nice. Like, grow up, William.
Yeah.
Just handle rejection like a good girl. Yeah. Please.
Everyone, regardless of what you look like or what your gender is, be nice to people if you're rejected.
Yeah. Don't be that person. It just shows how insecure you are.
And if you're rejecting someone, then be nice too.
Yes. Because it's a two-way street, you know? You never know who you're hurting.
Well, my next question was, when you like someone, do you analyze how, quote-unquote, relationship material they are? And if so, what are those qualities that you look for?
This is a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys have been listening to this whole thing, I'm proud of you if you made it this far. I love you, actually.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
But if you've been listening, then this whole time, I'm pretty sure you've been listening to us, you know, talk about how we look for relationship, I don't know, material or qualities.
What we find attractive, what we like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you kind of get the idea, right?
Yeah.
You get the idea for us.
But if anyone is listening to this and y'all like us, shoot your shot.
Yes. Oh my God. I sound real desperate right now, but yeah.
This is the perfect opportunity, and I'm just laying it out on the table.
Don't shoot your shot at me, because then I disappoint you. I'm not gonna lie. even if I like you, I don't want to.
Sorry, I'm just imagining someone throwing a basketball at you, and you like, I don't know, throwing it away.
What?
Like literally shooting their shot.
I mean, kind of accurate.
Briley is the hoop.
Exactly. But okay, you know what? Instead of shooting your shot at me, maybe you just like comment something under my latest post. There you go.
Wait. Tell them to comment a specific emoji.
Yes, do the emoji with the cowboy hat.
Okay.
Bruh. It'd be so scary if somebody actually put something.
Oh my God.
I'm banking on no one putting anything. That's what's happening right now. It'd probably be like .. Or I just like it. Or I scream.
Imagine
me screaming.
Give it a cowboy hat back if you like them back. Like not on the comment, because that'll be public.
Just message them a cowboy.
Take nothing from their DMs and put a cowboy hat.
Yes.
That is smooth.
That's the plan.
Smooth. So, oh my God.
So if you like me, put the cowboy hat in my most recent post, and I'll message you with the cowboy hat if I like you also.
Oh my God.
That's it. That's the plan. That. This is so sad. Anyway. Can we get back to the question?
Yeah.
So what do people say?
Some people have said that a crush to them is just a crush. It's just a surface level crush. They don't dive that deep. Mm. But some people said yes. A lot of people actually did say yes. They analyze how relationship material their crush is, because it helps them to move on if they, like, consider that they wouldn't be good relationship material.
Okay. Yeah.
Like you said, Briley, like you said, if you were in a relationship with that person in eighth grade, it would be toxic.
Yeah.
So you moved on.
Yeah. But I feel like even people who said they don't look at them, like a crush is just surface level, they probably look at them for relationship material, even if they don't realize it.
Yeah.
Someone else said, yes, I always do this either to push myself to confess or to stop crushing on them, LOL.
Yeah.
Someone else said, not really. If I like them, I like them, and that's that.
Wow.
Someone else said, qualities that match me or things like loyalty, which I think they were responding to, though, what qualities they look for are.
Okay.
Overall, the good qualities such as loyalty or humor.
Yes. I feel like loyalty is one of them, like, long-term relationship qualities.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if you don't really care about how long you're going to be with the person, it's not that important. Yeah. Are those the questions? No.
There's more.
Yeah.
This one's kind of concerning, but they said, definitely. I accessed their previous relationship, gender of their besties, and how.
What? Oh, okay, that's too much. I'm sorry.
Wait.
I'm just wondering how you get access to their height or their gender, their besties, or their previous.
Hey, I kind of get that. I like deep dive for it, but I definitely observe all of it.
I mean, I don't know, if you're worried about the gender of their besties and if they're going to be attracted to them based on their sexuality, I mean, I think that's kind of a problem, because if you're worried about them, like, trying to get with a bunch of other people, then that means they aren't relationship material.
Yeah, I get that. I think I more look at the personality of their best friends than
Yeah.
the best, like, the physical traits of their best friend.
Yeah.
And I think, like, with any crush in general, like, we're all guilty of wanting to learn more about people.
For real. Yeah. Have you ever, like, memorized your crush's schedule?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not their whole schedule, but just, like, when I would see them in the hallway.
Like, this is their second through fourth periods.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know you're in deep. And it's typically not a good crush when you're like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the healthiest.
At all.
The last person, this was a nice response. They said, no, I give it time for them to show me what they are made of.
Okay.
I'm thinking of Hilary Duff, This Is What Dreams Are Made Of.
Yes. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
I feel like this is also the person who would say they get like 10% bolder. They?
It's the same person who said that they would ask for a date.
Yeah, I felt those vibes. That okay. makes sense. This Good person job. Has confidence and we like that. Shout out to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're doing great right now.
Yeah.
Even if they're not doing great, we think you're doing great. So
go you.
Yeah. Go you.
We need more people with your mindset.
Well, as we can tell, crushes are very interesting and intricate and annoying and a mess. Yeah. And nobody really likes them. But sometimes they turn out pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boy who I've liked since third grade. So. Yeah.
put a cowboy hat, okay?
Yeah. Drop them cowboy hats, guys. but like do.
All right, I'm gonna plug my Spotify real quick. It is at @DE.NISEEEEE. That's my Spotify, so if y'all want to go follow, check it out. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to episode 2 of High Standards. Yes, it was a hot mess. Do we care? No. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Bye.
Bye, guys. Drop Bye. That cowboy hat.
Yes, cowboy hats galore.
Bye.
If you actually send one, we'll know. It's an inside joke now.
All right, bye.